This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Say,
hey!
Welcome back in, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, taking over for One Bills Live. A show so nice we get to do it twice. Woo! Eventually. After you give Brayton and Paul 1 hour, and Brayton's kicking off his shoes. Paul's taking the school of Howard Simon with
Paul's
the clock.
Just being Paul.
Yeah.
You know.
Paul's just being Paul.
Causing chaos, ruining everything.
Yes, always.
Terrible. Terrible.
Just awful. The worst.
We're saying this as both of us harassed him and texted him in the last segment.
We did. We absolutely did. But that's what you do with the coworkers that you love, is you absolutely harass them. Because Paul's response to me was that he's trying to protect all of you out there from me, which is fair.
What a hero. Ooh.
We love you, Paul.
Paul, always love you. Brayton, love you.
Long night tonight for Paul, too, again.
Yes. Yes, as it is the good old classic Sabres After Dark. Brayton giving me a friendly gesture walking by. I think he may or may not have just heard us. But yes, Sabres After Dark tonight as Buffalo takes on Anaheim. Please win.
It's the best I can do. I want to dive deep into it, but it's really just win, guys. It'd be really cool if you did that.
Yes.
It'd be really cool.
Just win.
Thompson also playing would be nice. I'd really like that.
That would be a big deal and a very heavy tip of the scales toward your favor. But that said, I'm still impressed with what they did the other night. Like, that's still...
Mm-hmm.
That was still fantastic. But you know what else is fantastic? Bills sitting at 9-2 at the bye week. And you had a fun question that I wanted to really get into. Because my answer is going to be so fun for this. It's so fun, you're not going to know how much fun the answer is. But it's this. What are you doing with your bye week? As the Bills don't play football, you get to kick back. Did Paul text you?
No.
Okay. I heard your phone go off. I'm like, oh, please let this be an indirect response.
I got a college basketball notification. It's way bad for me.
So, what are you doing with your bye week and the plans of the bye week? 803-0550 is the number to call, as we'd love to hear from you about, hey, the Bills don't play. What are you doing? How are you relaxing? How are you kicking back? Are you watching more football? Are you going to watch Dolphins Patriots like a sicko?
I totally am. Are you kidding me? I'm locked in. I went through the schedule this morning, Derek. It's not great until the 4:25 window.
Yeah,
like the last
bad.
Yeah, the quote unquote last four games starting 4:25 going through Monday Night Football actually is pretty good. The 1 o'clock window, go for a hike.
Yeah, like
go get some flowers.
So Corey Griswold started a bit that Evan and I continued on of playing trombone champ to the worst game of the week. This schedule would be mostly trombone champ.
Yeah, 100%.
If I were to read it off. 100%. Not going to.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's actually very bad.
Funny enough, though, the college schedule
is elite.
Is fantastic.
Because we're getting late in the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the meat and potatoes of the college football schedule is. And that's probably where most of my football watching is going to be.
100%.
I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't watching none of this for a week. I don't need pro egg ball in my life right now. The Bills are off. Have you not heard egg ball before?
I have.
Okay. I was going to say.
Took me a second.
There you go. You figured out why
mm-hmm.
I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't need to watch it this weekend. It's beautiful. So beautiful. Not having anything to do with it. Because here's the other part. Because the Bills are 9-2, because they are very securely set as the second seed right now, I don't have much homework to do.
No, I really, the big thing,
especially because Pittsburgh lost last night.
Pittsburgh lost last night in a cool weather game. That turned out to be really cool.
That was aesthetically very nice, actually.
And then with San Francisco as well, really the big thing you're keeping an eye on them, honestly, is injuries. What's Brock Purdy's shoulder looking like? It sounds like he's going to practice today. There is hope that he's going to play against Green Bay this weekend. But the fact that we're on Friday and he's getting an MRI done on his shoulder,
that's bad.
That's not good.
Yeah.
And so that's obviously that's a week away. But
what time is that game at though?
4:25.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't have to watch none of this at 1 o'clock on a Sunday. I feel great.
I will tell you though, me and Josh talked about it today on the X Point Show. It's different from the last few years.
You sound like you don't watch it anyway.
But it's different from the last few years where you could argue you were very stressed out after the bye week, and it was like, even though it's the bye, like you're looking ahead going, all right, they've got to win here, and they've got this coming up. And ultimately, and we'll get into it, that they're very, very good in December. And
yes,
specifically very good off the bye. That one is, I think, kind of a relatively known stat at this point. McDermott is yet to lose off the bye. Derek almost broke something here.
Oh, my.
It's still standing.
Oh, my. I wish we had the cameras here. Because that was...
Is it still standing?
Yes.
Yeah, we're still standing.
Oh,
we're fine.
Oh, my God.
We're fine.
I ripped the base off the... Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no. You didn't do that.
Oh, there we go. I got it.
Yeah, it's you didn't back. Do that. That's from this morning. You're fine.
Holy... What did Jeremy...
Don't worry. You're fine.
Okay.
We're fixing things in here. And it's like... It half measured because there's so many of us in here constantly. You're just breaking things now.
I'm just trying to pull the mic closer to me.
Well, don't do that anymore.
It has an arm. It's supposed to go. All right, so, yeah.
Adapt with the times.
I almost... I don't know what to do anymore.
Just going to break it.
I truly wish we had video right now of everything that just happened.
Yeah, what everyone is missing is that essentially it's like... It's on a platform, the mic, and...
It's on a raised platform, yeah. And I went to pull the mic arm to me, and the platform came with it.
And it's breaking.
And then... As I thought that I finally had it, finally settled in, the mic arm retracted by itself just now. I'm done. I'm just going to have to speak into it from this distance and
be
okay with that.
Where are we at? What were we talking about?
Bills on the bye week.
Bills on the bye week.
And your plans or our plans to do, if anything, about it on a Sunday. And I'm going to tell you proudly right now, that answer is absolutely not. I have zero football watching in my schedule.
Oh, I can't say the same. I can't say the same.
On a Sunday? You kind of do have to say that. You and I have the same plans on Sunday.
Not at 1 o'clock?
Not at 1 o'clock, no. You're right.
We'll be locked in for Patriots-Dolphins.
You're a sicko.
Locked in, baby.
Degenerate behavior.
I want to see what Drake May is all about. Not really. I already know what Drake May is all about.
Yeah.
He's mini Josh Allen.
Really?
He's exciting.
Don't make me watch this game. Don't talk me into
watch this game.
No.
Yes.
I'll watch him when he faces the Bills.
No. You got to know beforehand.
No.
This is the prelude.
What do
to
I
that.
Need? What do I need to know about Drake May that I'm not seeing already from other people, from highlights, because of the fact that, like, hey,
the full picture.
What full picture do I need?
It's like reading the Wikipedia page of a movie instead of going to see it. Be like, I got everything. No, you didn't. You didn't get to see the visuals.
Ready?
You didn't listen to the soundtrack.
Ready? That's great. I'm not a scout.
No. You don't need to be. But we're bringing you along.
I will say
you're
going
to join the Drake May fan club that kind of hates itself because he plays for the Patriots.
That's exactly why I don't need to do it.
I don't want to be alone. That's really what I don't want to be alone.
I don't want to be alone.
I was a big May fan.
Are we just hanging out all day Sunday then?
Yeah, it might
be. All right.
It might be. But I was such a big Drake May fan.
Zach's going to drag me into watching Patriots and Dolphins.
We're there.
By the way, we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. You can also tweet us. What are your plans for this Bills-free weekend? Chuck tweeting in, it is hunting season. I can stay in the woods all dang day.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there you go. Chuck's going to be out chilling out in the woods. See if he can score some game. Ryan Hasenauer tweeting in, bye weekend plans, head to Syracuse tomorrow for the Orange against UConn, then back to Buffalo to see Pentatonics, packed Saturday followed by work on Sunday.
Yeah, there you go.
We got it.
For me, I actually have a busier bye week than I'd necessarily, I don't want to say would want. I'm fine with it. I'm going to a wedding on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's Saturday afternoon. And so I'm going to try to watch as much of college football as I can because we got number 5 Indiana at Ohio State, number 2 in the country. I'm excited about that.
That is probably the most conflicted I'm ever going to feel about a college football game in my entire life, by the way.
Really?
Yes. Because I can't stand Ohio State.
Okay.
But my best friend Sammy went to Purdue and I adopted his lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
And
Indiana.
I cannot root for Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I already hate Ohio State fans for saying the Ohio State University. Like, I'm going to confuse it with something else.
And that was Chris Carter's thing.
I don't care who started it. I hate that
it
exists.
But it is still going on.
It still goes on. And I'm like I'm going to confuse it with the other Ohio State. There's a different.
There's so many.
There's different Miami. I know there's more Miami universities. Why don't they do it instead? Because I could.
Because they'll just say Miami of Ohio.
Yes, but like that's the thing. They fix it. But Miami University would have that right to say the Miami University.
They do the U.
Yes. The U. Yes.
They have
their own branding for it. But like, there's no other Ohio State that I need to concern myself with within college athletics.
Well, then, if you don't want to watch that game, totally understandable. At 3:30, BYU at Arizona State. Number 14 in the country versus number 21, Arizona State, one of the better rebuild projects in the country. Potentially spot in the Big 12 championship for Arizona State would be really cool. They have been one of the bottom feeders in college football.
Yeah,
they have NFL talent, though. They have NFL talent. Rashad White, Brandon Ayuk. There's a lot of NFL talent from those programs that just kind of doesn't really lead to much team success. Kenny Dillingham building a really good program there. And then I'm just saying, this is a game I think many of us that want the group of five playoff spot to be interesting. Army, Notre Dame, Yankee Stadium.
I always love to see Notre Dame lose.
Notre Dame currently a 14.5-point favorite, though.
Yeah.
But it is the number 19 undefeated Army taking on the number 6 one-loss Notre Dame team. Again, Notre Dame 14.5-point favorite. That's at 7 o'clock on Saturday.
Notre Dame,
I will miss most of these games.
Notre Dame, by the way. Because I remember, like, Army and Navy were both looking good at the same time.
Yeah.
And then Notre Dame took them down.
Notre Dame whooped Navy.
Whooped
them.
And I remember doing the bit from SpongeBob. Not the Navy!
Oh, man. That one hurt. Because it was just like, oh, well, all of our fun Army-Navy
fun's
undefeated
over.
When they play each other.
Fun's over.
And the Navy, I think, has lost twice since.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the fun from the first few weeks is gone. Army, though, keeping it up, which is interesting because Navy typically has been historically, they've got the quote-unquote better
teams. They've got the better teams, typically.
You know, the big years, it's Navy, not as much Army. And this is it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to watch video game numbers get put up that I can't even put up in a video game, I can watch Boise State and Ash and Jeanty against Wyoming.
He's going for the Heisman still. I think he needs
to have it.
It looks like Travis Hunter is probably going to win it.
He shouldn't. I think that if you're breaking records the way that GNT is, and if he threatens to get the single season record, I feel like that's an undeniable feather in your cap.
I can't argue
against that.
Yeah, I was wondering. I know the betting markets have Hunter as the likely favorite. I was thinking, though, if Boise State were to make the playoff, and Colorado doesn't.
Might help.
Let's say Colorado loses to Kansas this week. It's in Arrowhead Stadium as Kansas is building their new football stadium.
They're putting together a solid program again, I do believe.
They've got 3 wins this year.
Oh.
You're right.
I thought they were with Lance Leipold.
You're right. Yeah. This year's been disappointing for them.
Oh.
But Colorado's only a 3-point favorite. If Colorado.
That would probably be why, though.
Yeah. If Colorado were to lose and maybe go to 3, potentially 4 wins, because then on Black Friday they do play Oklahoma State. I think there's a real chance that Jeanty does get it, just because you're right. I mean, he's putting up record-breaking numbers. He's a lot of fun to watch. He's also sort
like
of
if
like
you
the
try to
perfect
play college,
running back size. He's like 5'8 and 200 pounds. He's awesome.
If you try in college football 25 to get as much rushing as Jeanty does,
you're forcing the ball.
You're not only forcing the ball to yourself, but also you're going to get taken out before you hit his numbers.
Yes. Yes.
Like, the computer will be like, no, you're done. You're tired.
He has been phenomenal to watch. And then of course, it's hilarious
how good he is.
Yeah, and he's at a program like Boise State. I think most people do like Boise.
Yes.
Especially, there's no real rooting interest here. It's just kind of, you remember the Fiesta Bowl against Oklahoma. I think they've had other big bowl games as well.
Yeah, they were when it was the BCS at its ugliest. Boise State and TCU were the biggest challengers year by year of breaking that system up. And and not, even now, like, they're number 12 in the country. They've got Wyoming. I do hope that...
Feels perfect that they might be there in the first big playoff.
It would fit.
It feels right that Boise will be the
original party crasher joins the expanded playoff for the first time.
Feels right. Always wonder what would have happened if when TCU made the jump to the Big 12 out of... I think they were in the Mountain West as well. If Boise State had gone from the WAC to the Pac-12, I don't know. I don't ever know how serious that was. But knowing, you know, TCU obviously able to make the 4-team college football playoff, make the national championship, ultimately blown out by Georgia.
Yes.
But you wonder what would have happened if Boise State went to the Pac-12 when ultimately, during that time, USC's down, Oregon is up and down. They've got their moments with Chip Kelly, but they were up and down.
Yeah, they were not consistent either.
If Boise could have grabbed onto that and ran with
it. They might have been able to, actually.
Because the Pac-12 was down at that point.
Yes. I do think that there's some real merit to that of, like, what would have happened if Boise actually made a jump to a different conference.
Now they technically are with the revamped Pac-12, but that's in a few years down the road.
That is. Hey, look at that, man. I probably helped you cure an itch of talking about college ball.
I'm always ready. I'm always ready.
No, I feel like this is nice. Like,
college ball. We have college basketball here on the TV station. We got Florida Atlantic Drake and the Charleston Classic.
Yeah, and again, sometimes it's nice to mix it up. Sometimes it's nice to have something different to be able to talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, this is supposed to be.
It helps too that the Bills aren't stressing me out. They aren't stressing out a lot.
It's that there's no Bills, so we can look into other scopes of football and what it means for the rest of it.
Doesn't mean I'm scouting for the draft, though. Absolutely not. I have never felt more free than the last, like, 5 years where they're good. And I'm like, oh, I can worry about playoff football?
Oh, yeah. No, we have no draft coverage.
Let's go.
Like, basically none of us here have to do our draft work until the end of the season.
So nice. It's very free. It's very freeing.
Like, I will never forget. Like, that's kind of how this nightmare right here that you're listening to started getting some opportunities, because I was scouting a lot with the draft. And now I kind of kick back and make hilarious parodies like Mock Draft Simulator.
I mean, that was my thing for years of getting into football was the Bills were going to be bad, but I was a huge college football junkie, and it was by November.
By November, they were dead in the drought.
And I was heavily watching college football, so I was like,
Or they were in the hunt.
Yeah, who do I want the Bills to go get? And for a long time, they didn't have a quarterback, so every year it was like, I've fallen in love with this guy, that guy. They never picked, like, any of them. The one year, I didn't like any of the quarterbacks, so, like, we're going to take one, EJ Manuel. And I'm like, come on. I don't like any of these guys.
And then, of course, the year that they, of course, take Josh Allen, I was terrified of him. But I'd also said that the Bills were, like, the one place that he could go to be okay, because, oh, you have Tyrod Taylor and, you know, you can cook him slow. And then they got rid of Taylor. And I'm like, oh, no.
Never mind. Nathan Peterman would be the greatest mentor ever. And you're like,
yeah.
I was always a Sam Darnold guy. I've been open about that. I was a huge Darnold guy.
I was on the Rosen train, unfortunately. You know, the guy that is not in the league.
He had a great game, though, against A&M, his senior final year at UCLA.
Yeah.
Awesome comeback. Totally should have thrown an interception. Just went right through Aggie's hand.
Yeah.
And as a Texas fan, that was kind of fun.
Yeah, so it's basically, what are you doing during the bye week? And, well, apparently from Zach and I, it's you want to watch college ball and you're trying to get it through it now because, well.
But I'm going to a wedding.
But you're going to a wedding and you sound.
I'm excited. No, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better not be salty while you're there.
No, it's a friend wedding too, so it's going to be.
Oh, so you're
going to
have fun.
I haven't seen a lot of people in a while, so it's like, oh, what's going on? It's gonna be a lot of fun.
You know what you're gonna get? Hey, I hear you all the time now.
Yeah, it does happen. Yeah.
But that's good.
A little weird. But yeah, no, it is nice.
It does feel weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
it throws me.
Because we're not like morning show or afternoon drive. Like, we're not those guys. And it's always gonna feel weird when someone goes, oh yeah, man, I heard you. And like, you did? I'm sorry. Like,
I'm sorry. I'm going to start using that too. Like, no, man, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm sorry you went through that.
Sorry you had to go through that. That's what Paul was trying to protect everyone from.
What would you rather do? Listen to us or watch Marley and Me? Both are going to end in tears. It's good. It's good. You ever seen Marley and Me? Great movie.
Yes!
Great movie.
But why would you say that? Both are going to end in tears.
For you.
Good Lord. I think that's time to get to a break. With that kind of, we're going to go to a break on that one. Dave, hang in there. We'll get to you on the bye week plans coming up next. As Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, we're in for you for One Bills Live today, and you're listening to WGR.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Sure feels like you're playing in the AFC North.
It is. It's magical. Thank you.
Jameis Winston, I feel like he's become a caricature of even himself now.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
Like, I think he knows that, like, it looks weird, and he's just going in on it.
The
more.
Biggest smile I've ever seen on somebody, though, was in that interview
right
there.
It's nice to see someone cheesing it, you know, in any kind of moment like that.
I bet you that was his first time ever playing football in the snow.
I believe now, it was.
Maybe it was.
Alabama High School, Florida College, Florida Pros, then New Orleans. I don't think he went anywhere else there. That could have been.
I mean, he had to have had a road game that may or may not have, maybe. I don't know. I'm too lazy to look it up. But Jameis Winston is definitely...
He's a character.
He's a character. I'll say that. For better or worse sometimes with his moments.
Yes.
But, you know, hey, that's just kind of who he is. Now, welcome back. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones. We're hanging out with you until 3 o'clock here, taking the place of One Bills Live for you on a Friday afternoon. So, you know, if you're a morning shifter, 9 to 5-er, getting ready to go, waking up for your overnight shift, like, hey, we're here for you today, baby, in the midday, and I'm here for it. I love this. It's always fun. What are your plans for the bye week? 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our fans. Once again, that is brought to you by Northtown Kia and West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Dave. Dave, welcome in to Two Dudes.
Two Dudes Live.
Two Dudes Live.
Hey, happy to be on. Back to the Jameis Winston soundbite there. I think he was just happy to be there. Like a kid playing in snow for the first time. May or may not have been.
So the look on his face,
yeah,
telling that story. I
might have to stand down a little.
But my plans for the bye week, man, catching up on Premier League without worrying about pulling my hair out because of the Bills.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully watching
going.
Carolina Panthers upset KC.
Where we're all at.
There's always a chance.
Dave's right. I think we're all kind of there too.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
They are part of the bad 1 o'clock window.
Yes,
like objectively
they are.
Bad 1 o'clock window.
Where it's a good team facing a very bad football team.
I think I'll be happy just because I like watching the Chiefs kind of struggle this year at times.
Yes.
It was frustrating because they were never losing, but now they've lost a game and it was to the Bills. I'm okay. I will also just kind of straight up enjoy them struggling potentially against Carolina, even if they win.
The fun narrative there is, did the Bills break the Chiefs?
If they lose, yes.
If they lose, it becomes, the national narrative can become, did the Bills break the Chiefs?
Because they just missed that with the 2020 Steelers.
Yes.
I know it's been a big,
It was the big comparison.
The big comparison between Kansas City this year. I know the Vikings from a few years ago, and then obviously the Steelers. They just missed out on the Steelers, though. Bills have actually been a part of all of these teams, though, these super lucky, close score games, what have you. They lost to the Vikings in what ultimately was kind of that fluky, dark magic kind of vibe, where with the Steelers, they just missed them. They had lost to Washington the week prior, and then the Bills beat them, and then it was sort of like everyone kind of had this, okay, we knew they were bad. Now they're falling apart. They ended up finishing, I think, 12-4 after starting 11-0.
Yes.
So, I mean, they fell apart.
Like,
they lose
to Cleveland. Apart, yes.
And then they lose to Cleveland in the playoffs. The Vikings kind of kept doing their thing. They ultimately, though, just fall in the playoffs to Daniel Jones Giants.
And now that's
right,
not
the wild
thing.
Card. That's not even a thing anymore. Missed that, by the way, as well. Not really breaking news anymore. It's been about an hour. So, Daniel Jones has been released by the Giants. And that was the Giants
also.
I think
we need to talk about that.
But that was also the Giants, from reports I saw from guys like Jordan Schultz on NFL on Fox, saying that that was actually a request by Jones and his camp to get him to play football again this year.
Yeah, putting him on the practice squad. And even I saw reports about him playing snaps at safety for the practice squad.
100%.
And it's like, all right, come on. Like, it's clear you guys don't want to play him anymore, and that's fine. But you don't have to do that to him.
I think that's just the way it goes, because I'm wondering if there's things in players' contracts of like, I need to have a certain amount of reps.
Yeah.
As the starting quarterback, I need to have a certain number of reps in practice. And they're like, cool, we're going to put you at practice.
We're going to fulfill our obligation.
You're going to be scout team safety. That's fulfilling our obligation. You won't get hurt. You're literally just going to be standing in the backfield, but you're not playing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. You know, it's
so weird.
It's something to talk about, but it is also one of those. He was never that great at Duke. He was 6'5". He's a bigger guy, and he could ultimately move. We found that out with the Giants, but never once in his Giants career, outside of that maybe moment in the playoff game, a game I don't even remember him particularly playing that well.
It was Kirk Cousins coming undone.
That's his career. Is that first season with Brian Daboll? They make the playoffs. They win a game. He gets paid a ton of money. And no one thinks it's right. No one thought it was right
no
when he was drafted
was right.
Where he was. No one thought it was right when he was paid. It was just
cluster. It was a weird fascination with the Giants and Daniel Jones. Two front offices.
I think because they saw Eli Manning. That was the joke at the time.
Starter?
I think they saw his personality.
Yeah.
And they loved it. They thought that's Eli, will be perfect, the whole thing. I mean, look, I give him a lot of credit yesterday, going out in front of the media and having kind of
that some prepared
words.
Statement,
yeah. I give him a lot of credit for that. I think that's sort of what they saw, is a really good dude who can absolutely be the face of a franchise. And I think that's important. You do have to have the personality to be the face of a billion-dollar organization.
Yes, you do.
And he went out there, and I think he handled himself very well. I hope he's able to be a backup quarterback for a number of years here and give himself a solid career. But ultimately, he never really once looked like he was an ascending starting quarterback, ever.
No.
He had fleeting moments, like a 60-yard touchdown run, or making it to the playoffs and winning a game. But outside of that, he never appeared to be that guy.
No.
And I hope this doesn't cost Brian Daboll his job.
It will. That extension,
I agree,
cost Joe Shane and Brian Daboll their jobs. Undoubtedly, that's what's going to happen. They're going to start over truly.
I think Shane might get fired though for Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
I think that's where he's gone. I think Daboll not being able to make Daniel Jones, depending on how you feel about John Mara as the owner of
but
the
Giants.
But also
Shane's the GM that signs the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he didn't necessarily want to.
He did.
He did it. And that's on you at that point.
And yeah, they tailspin right after the first year in 2020.
And it's so easy to give yourself a hard reset with a new GM and a new coach and a new quarterback. All three components, you can now start fresh all at once.
Yep.
So, like the Giants, it's going to be entirely this rebranding of their team. That it's weird that you actually should have picked the running back over the quarterback for once.
Yeah, because like almost any time, that is just not what you do.
Typically,
it's just
that's
not
the
what
worst
you do.
Idea.
Mm-hmm.
But in that scenario, it was the right thing to do, was to pay Saquon and let Daniel Jones walk. And you draft a new quarterback. Instead of Malik Nabers, you're probably getting... maybe I think it's Penix at that draft range, like possibly vault the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then again, Atlanta did that out of surprise.
Yeah.
So they probably take J.J. McCarthy. Weren't they linked to him anyway?
They were somewhat linked to him and Drake May.
So
if you and Hard Knocks too, I remember that, like how awkward that was.
Yes.
About watching Brian Daboll get very enamored by namely Drake May.
Yes.
And knowing Daniel Jones is still his quarterback. They were, of course, kind of linked to a lot of these guys, like J.J. McCarthy and Drake May. But it was interesting to see the cameras fully capture. No, this team, like, if Drake May fell, they were taking him.
Yes.
And they were already going to move off Daniel Jones. This whole year for them has felt awful.
Yes.
Because then watching Saquon Barkley go to one of your biggest division rivals.
But you also look at the sorry state of the roster that the New York Giants had. Mm-hmm. And it was, all this was very much something that you could see from actual New York. Hey.
Yeah.
Is this the worst year of New York or New Jersey football?
Yes. Well, hang on.
Comparing both the Jets and the Giants, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to say no, because
Rich Kotite was the coach of the Giants, or the Jets, yes, for a while.
Yes. They've had some very brutal stretches.
Typically, though, the Giants have been the successful program.
Yes, they're kind of like
the Jets. They're very rarely bad together.
Well, yeah, the Jets have a 14-year playoff drought.
Mm-hmm.
And the Giants have sometimes made it. They've even won a Super Bowl within that window, I do believe. 2011. Yeah.
The last time the Jets made the playoffs was the last time the Giants won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those things where, like, the Giants, it's like, oh, everyone could see this disaster coming, and it happened. Everyone saw this disaster coming, and oh, hey, look, the disaster.
It's bad. Yeah, it's bad.
The Flames a disaster.
Welcome to the not fun time.
Yes. So glad the Bills are not part of that misery.
They're just in a bad spot. Although, I mean, they could get the first overall pick. It's not a good quarterback class, though. That's why I've routinely sort of funny, but in all seriousness, too, I could see them going to get Sam Darnold.
Yes.
If they kept Brian Daboll, I could really see them giving a lot of money to Darnold in hopes that his career's been revived. We really liked what Daboll did in year one.
Yes.
Let's bring him in here.
But also, you want to start over. You want to start fresh.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, it would be a new GM, a new coach, a new quarterback. Even if this quarterback class is not as good, that's the only way that I think that, quite honestly, that Shane and Daboll keep their jobs.
Yeah.
For another year is lame duck status. You try to keep yourself afloat with like a Sam Darnold or something like that. But that's the only potential saving grace is if the scouting staff that you're about to fire probably says, no, this class is not good.
They're just in a really bad, I mean,
they're in a weird spot. And it's like you said, if it's not a strong quarterback draft class, there's trouble afoot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because so then you force one, and you're going to.
And here's what's
going to
happen when you force one. You ready? And you're going to love me here saying this. Giants are probably going to pick like 7th overall, and they're going to take Quinn Ewers.
Mm-hmm. And that'd be a terrible spot for him to go. I'm not the biggest Ewers guy.
Yeah.
I am a Longhorns fan.
You have
fan.
Texted me routinely saying
the
variance between first round Quinn Ewers and day two Quinn Ewers is like staggering and frustrating, and you see it almost every game.
It's not even just day two. I mean, it's close to undraftable. There are times where you're just like, oh, he's just a good college quarterback. Cool, move on. Like and then there are days where you're like, there's the first round talent. His hope, I mean, Sean McVay, the Rams. He goes there. He's got a career. He's got a career.
And you'd be able to slow cook him a little bit with Matthew Stafford there still.
You throw him in with the Giants, who once they lost Andrew Thomas, their offensive line, which already was not very good, became
much worse.
I mean, much, much worse. His career will implode immediately. If he gets taken by them, you can chalk it up. It's done.
Yes.
Because that would be one of the worst situations for him to walk into.
Yeah.
And I'm not even the biggest Quinn Ewers fan. I think he can have a career with the Rams. I think he has no chance with the Giants.
The Rams is a fascinating answer. I like that, though.
Thank you.
I think it'd be very interesting to see what like the actual NFL draft season has, just for intrigue around the league.
I am enjoying the number one overall pick race. Like that will also be a reason why to watch football this Sunday is just because there's no clear cut number one overall pick.
Also, I gave the Giants way too much credit. They are at 2-8. They're
alive in there.
They are currently in the top five. The Jaguars technically at 2-9, having played one more game.
You look at it too. Might be a big reason why they're starting Tommy DeVito and not Drew Lock.
Yeah, that is absolutely the reason they're doing
that. Is the feeling
that
Drew Lock might give you something. DeVito probably won't. I don't want to say that convincingly because when he came in, I mean, there's a reason why we all know who Tommy DeVito is. He was playing good, okay football.
He was playing
Mike White with the Jets from a few years ago.
No, Mike White actually had 300 yard games.
Oh, that's right. No, that's right. You're right.
Yep. Mike White almost looked like he was going to take over that franchise, and then Matt Milano broke him like one of those glow sticks.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm still so surprised the flag was not thrown on that for the sheer fact of how hard he was hit.
Just how hard he was hit, yeah.
That's
intense.
There's always one of those where it's like, and the flag, the sound it
like
made.
That's a pity flag right
there. Yeah, the sound that made was not healthy.
No, but and now he's a Bill.
Yeah, but the Giants are in a bad spot.
And
I understand this move.
The best part is he even made a joke about that when he signed here.
He did,
and that was
which
like,
is nice.
That's someone knowing, like, yeah, that's being real.
Mm-hmm. The Giants, though, are also eating the $20 million in dead cap as well. I mean, like,
yeah.
This is and I'll give them credit again, like I gave Jones yesterday. This is them doing right by a player.
Yes.
He was always a good, you know, quote-unquote servant to them.
Yeah,
He took the heat right away.
It would have been 7 weeks of this
mm-hmm.
for Daniel Jones, and that's just embarrassing.
And, he's going to clear waivers because you can't pick up that contract. Are you kidding me?
No.
He'll clear waivers on Monday, and you'll get somebody like Dallas or the Jets that will pick him up. For very cheap.
If the Jets pick him up, I will lose all control laughing.
I could totally see them picking him up. I could totally see
it. For what? To bench Rodgers?
Yep. Yep. They have an interim head coach and GM. They are so done with Rodgers. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. I could totally see them just going, like, go grab Daniel Jones.
And their owner wants to get rid of Rodgers.
I did see that report, but like, I don't know, man. There's no way he doesn't let that go.
Cool. We're 3-6, brother. Bye.
You know, 3-8. Get
3-8.
Right.
Yeah. We're not even any good. Bye.
Right, so
this has been one of the most embarrassing eras of Jets football. I complain.
And that's saying something.
Yeah. Complain. I don't care. You were a big part of it.
Yeah. The thing is that, again, they could still convince themselves, like, you're three games out with seven to go, and you have a bad schedule coming up here. Like, you can try to convince it as much as you can. Like, the Jets are in this weird state.
Yeah.
But
they've still only won three games, and they've fired basically anyone of consequence.
That isn't Rodgers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he would be essentially the next
guy. And he's 40. Yeah. And he can't move.
Oh, you hate to see it. Hate to see it. You hate to see it.
And, again, Woody Johnson is one of those owners. He listens to ESPN. He listens to Fox Sports. He hears how people talk about his quarterback and being the he caused most of these issues.
He fired Robert Saleh because he was embarrassed
mm-hmm.
by the team and how his buddies probably portrayed him.
Rodgers has been nothing but an embarrassment up to this point.
Yes. Especially because he keeps saying something.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go on the Pat McAfee
show. At some point, shut up.
Yeah. It's not going well at all.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what you can do at that point to, anyway.
I wish you guys would shut up.
I got the Weinerline voice on point today, baby.
Never part of the Weinerliner.
Good.
It was gone by the time I got here.
Good. 803-0550 is the number to call. Do you have plans for the bye week? What do you think about the Bills at the bye? How you feeling about them as well? Anything general that you want to talk about football-wise here, we're here with you because we want college ball. We talked about the Jets and the Giants just now. Everything is on the table, including the surge that the Bills will predictably go on when the calendar hits December. We'll have that at the top of the hour here for you on WGR. Last segment of hour number one here. Oh my God, I need to stop doing this.
Dare forgot it's broke again.
I'm going to like accidentally rip the station apart, and it's not my fault.
That's right. It's not your fault.
Is not my fault.
That's right.
I like having it nearby. I don't want to have to lean into it. Like, it has the arm. The mic should come to me.
Yeah, not today, no.
No, nope. Not today. I'm fighting for it today.
It's good that you haven't had to, like, totally rip off, though, and, like, it's just, like, there's no recovering it for the segment.
But it looks like it's fairly wedged in.
Yeah.
This base is wedged in here. So, like, now I'm just holding it down, and I'm kidding. Tom Maddie, our engineer, staring at me. Oh, no, I'm in danger.
He didn't look thrilled.
No, he didn't.
He didn't look thrilled. No. I mean, hands on his hips, the whole thing.
Like, legitimately disappointed in me.
He's going to see that off-air, like, go off.
Oh, boy.
And it's on.
Yeah. I might not be here for hour two.
staring Tom's daggers. Gonna
kick my butt.
So one interesting point, because we were talking about Daniel Jones there, Derek, and you brought it up right as we were coming back in, and I didn't even hesitate either.
I didn't even ask the question. I said, Daniel Jones has been released. Huh. And then you just said, yes. Which implies what we were thinking on the telepathic communication is, would you sign Daniel Jones as a backup quarterback today for the Buffalo Bills? And I would say, undoubtedly, yes. It would be an upgrade over Mitchell Trubisky. He played in a playbook that has wrinkles to a playbook you now currently have, the Brian Daboll playbook. So I don't know if the learning curve is going to be that drastic for him under Joe Brady to be the backup.
You can make it work.
And, oh, by the way, if I'm Daniel Jones' agent, I go, this is a great way to revive your career because Mitchell Trubisky got to start for the Steelers after signing with Buffalo. Sam Darnold, starting in San Francisco, starting in Minnesota, doesn't happen if he doesn't take a backup job with San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, neat. Good teams are able to put this good word in there for you, and you don't even have to do anything. You just have to be there.
Yeah, you just have to be there.
You just got to be there, sit, chill, maybe get a backup rep or two in a blowout.
Look okay in the preseason sort of deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that actually is a great way for someone like Daniel Jones to revive his career, is to sit behind someone like a Josh Allen.
And just realistically have the Bills camp. I mean, you have to work, don't get me wrong, but have the Bills camp kind of tout to other teams. No, Jones is looking good.
He looks good. He's a great guy.
He's eating the playbook up. He knows what he's doing.
He's a student of the game.
Yeah.
You know, everything like that. And as long as you're able to reel it in and be that backup, that's a great way to do it.
I wouldn't be against him. I wanted them to upgrade a backup quarterback. I'd like him to go get a young rookie in like the seventh round.
Yeah.
And sort of build up and eventually use his like trade
capital.
Which they,
funny enough, tried with
Jake Fromm.
Yeah, Jake
who
Fromm.
Who had no
business being drafted.
NFL traits. So they did kind of the opposite of what I wanted them to do. But the next best
who
thing for me.
Who then started games for the Giants, by the way.
Yeah, but the next best thing for me there is then this young guy trying to revive his career who you know can start games in the NFL.
All right. We're going to get to a break here. Ryan, Noah, we see you here. We'll get to you on the other side as we get our number two of Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, hanging out with you on a Friday afternoon. You're listening to WGR.